Hi everyone. My name is Darby.
I'm Alyssa.
And welcome to the Why Not podcast.
Yeah.
You want to introduce yourself a little bit more about yourself? Everything about Alyssa?
Everything about Alyssa. Well, let's see. I don't know where to start.
We live in your Harrisburg.
Yes, South Dakota. Good old South Dakota.
We live here. There's people here.
There's electronics here and cars.
We don't just ride the buffalo. Shocking. I know.
Yes. It's real life, people. Anyways, I have three little boys. Married for 4 years.
I live in Sioux Falls, no kids, married for 3 weeks, super long time. Actually, I have two cats. They're my children.
Oh, they count. They're just as naughty.
They're so naughty. Yeah, we've known each other for
3 years.
It was one of Harvey's birthdays. Don't ask me which one.
It's been 3 years now.
Yeah. 3 and a half. Yeah.
Long time.
Long time. Alyssa was my maid of honor 3 weeks ago.
It was. It was a great-ass wedding.
It was such a fun time.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun.
We snuck a Stanley cooler of lemon drops into the reception.
Yeah. That was great.
That was so fun. The espresso martinis were still my favorite, though, drink-wise.
Didn't have one.
I can't believe you didn't have one.
You know, I should have, but here we are. Figure that out later. Later.
Yeah, we got here by last weekend during the Tyson fight. It was my birthday, and I got a little sloshed off of red wine.
A little bit.
And we were just sitting there talking shit. Like, wow, we turned this into a podcast.
I mean, to be fair, everyone has talked shit about that. That fight was freaking horrible.
It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Like, couldn't have been any worse.
Everyone's like, oh, it gets a paid fight, it's for media, blah, blah, blah. I've seen Rocky. You can have a better fight.
You can act. A little bit.
A little bit. That's all I was asking for.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Here we are.
We needed that acting in our lives. And they just didn't do it for us.
No. And, like, it's showy. The Paul brothers' entrance made me so mad on that stupid car.
Yeah. They could have done better.
Oh, well. We will see. I do hope he fights McGregor.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
You'd get a shit rocked.
Yeah. Which would be amazing.
So,
fingers crossed. Yeah. Hoping. Here's to hoping.
What are you drinking?
White Zin.
I'm drinking a red blend from Sam's Club. It's their brand. So.
Oh, yeah. White Zin's the bomb.
I do like White Zin.
It's my favorite.
It's almost too sweet for you now that I've just been drinking solely Cabernet.
Yeah, well, you're too fancy for me.
This was $8 for a 1.5.
Mine was $4. Aldi for the win.
I didn't have time to go to Aldi or else I was going to.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to start on this list of things we're going to ramble about.
Do it.
Alright, so childhood media. What were you watching as a kid?
Rugrats, SpongeBob. Well, how young are we talking here?
What's like the first TV show you remember watching?
Barney.
I do feel like every child has watched Barney.
if you haven't watched Barney, don't do it. It's dumb.
If you have kids, let them watch it.
No, my kids tried to watch it, I wanted to rip my hair out.
Do they, like, still make it, or is it just the reruns?
I don't know.
I'm not the one to ask.
Yeah, I never paid attention if they were reruns or not. Because I can tell you, I cannot remember 27 years ago what exactly was on the episode.
The only thing that crossed my mind is I was really surprised that I was allowed to watch Barney when my parents didn't even really believe in the dinosaurs.
That is very surprising, actually. Like,
I could watch so much, but I could watch Barney. Like, we even had the movies. And they were in church. Like, that is, like, one of the few memories of church was in the nursery room watching Barney.
That's amazing.
I know.
I had to wake up in the mornings because my parents had to take my brothers to school. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you're not homeschooled.
Shots fired.
And I would beg my mom to turn on Barney. And if it wasn't on when I woke up, she did not hear the end of it all day.
Oh, no. I bet Billy Joe loved that.
Yeah. You know how hard-headed my kids are.
I know it comes from somewhere.
Right here. It's for me.
Yeah. Even, like, my brother's one stuffed animal that he had was a Barney. Like, that's how big of a Barney, like, house we were.
That's insane. I know. I had a Barney bed comforter.
Was it, like, Barney's all over it?
Barney and Friends.
I don't remember a single one of his friends.
There was a green dinosaur. I think she was a triceratop.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But they were on it, too.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, like, my big two that I remember is Barney and, oh my gosh, we were just talking, VeggieTales.
Oh. So sorry for you.
No, VeggieTales is the shit. Okay? It is the best thing. I don't care if you're an atheist. You have to watch VeggieTales. It's so good. I watch, like, they have an official TikTok account, and I watch all of them.
Still?
Yes. Daily.
I think I watched VeggieTales maybe once.
Do you remember which one?
No.
Sorry, they're also
good.
That's
a long time ago.
We had the Jonah VHS tape. That was my favorite. And then we also had the Indiana Jones. Had a love of Indiana Jones as a teenager.
Love that.
That's great.
As a teenager?
Yeah, because we got the Wii, and then I got Lego Indiana Jones.
Oh, man.
It's like, those are my highlights. That's pretty much all I was allowed to watch.
When I got a little bit older, I watched Friends on repeat.
I'm not surprised.
Still watch Friends on repeat.
It's what you fall asleep to.
It is. That or Harry Potter.
What age were you when you watched Harry Potter? I don't know if I've ever asked.
What year did they come out?
I don't know. I didn't watch them until I was 18.
I think I started going in the movie theater for Half-Blood Prince, maybe? And then I would go to all of them after that in theaters.
I feel like that's such a different experience than how I experienced them, because they were all out. I binge watched it in a day and a half.
Yeah, I had to wait for them to come out.
I could not imagine. Had you read all the books?
Uh-huh.
So you at least knew what happened.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah. Like the end of 7 part 1. And then having to wait? How long was that, wait-wise?
Oh, God, I don't even remember.
They say it's like, 1 or 2 years?
Yeah. Sounds right.
Absolutely not.
It was horrible.
I'm so glad I didn't have to deal with that part of it.
I'm glad I don't have to deal with that now.
Here's one thing I thought of. Because, like, I wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter. That's why I had to wait till I was, like, 19. Because, again, I come from a very religious household. But I could watch The Chronicles of Narnia. Witchcraft. It's talking animals.
Your parents kill me. Yeah. About that.
That's for another episode.
Yes. We will hit all of that.
All of that. You'll catch up for those at home. But it's great. Otherwise, I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob. I also didn't like it. It pissed me off. It was so stupid.
I loved SpongeBob. My kids still love it.
That's not surprising at all. Mike loved it.
Yeah.
I couldn't get behind it. Back at the Barnyard. We watched that.
Never heard of it.
Have you ever seen the movie?
No.
It's Talking Cows.
Of course you like that.
I guess it made sense growing up on a farm that we were allowed to watch that one.
Yeah. But they were talking.
I don't know the logic.
Okay.
And then I watched a lot of Family Guy, South Park, and American Dad. I had older brothers, so when Mom and Dad were gone.
Okay. Yeah.
Like after we got cable.
When they were gone, that makes sense.
Which is funny, because, like, little Darby just wanted to watch, like, Disney movies I wasn't allowed to watch, and they're like, no, Family Guy.
At least it's funny as fuck.
It was. I think I started watching that at, like, age 7.
As you should.
I feel like that's
most
kids with older siblings.
Yeah. Harvey's obsessed with, The Simpsons right now. I don't know why.
Are they still making that?
I think so.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It just keeps going on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
I love that for him, though.
The amount he actually gets to watch it, that's a different story.
Right.
I don't like it. It's annoying.
I didn't mind. I figured you'd like it. It's like SpongeBob for adults.
Kind of, yeah.
Yellow people.
Yellow people. They're not sponges. And they're Patrick not. Star isn't there.
That's true. I was always a fan of Squidward.
Duh.
And he's so relatable now.
He's so grumper.
But, like, I'm him now.
Mm-hmm.
It makes perfect sense. I feel like they added him for the adults.
Oh, for sure.
I will say, that's like my favorite thing about watching stuff from my childhood, is all the secret adult jokes that went over your head as a kid.
And there's a lot of them.
There's so many.
Yes.
And they're all so just...
perfectly placed.
Yeah.
All the time.
Which makes sense. It's written by adults.
But... yeah.
I can't wait for Moana 2 to come out.
Dude, same.
It's all over my TikTok now. As well as How to Train Your Dragon.
Yep. I will be at both of them. Mm-hmm. In theaters. Maybe with my kids.
Or we can have a girls' night.
Yeah.
At least for Moana. I know the guys want to go to How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you seen the controversy behind that now?
Uh-uh.
So, in the movies, like the animated one, all the characters are blonde.
Yep.
Except for, like, a couple of them. Like, the main person and then, like, another background one. And for the live action, there's one blonde. They're all brunettes. And people are so mad.
Why?
Because that's not how it is in the movie. That's not authentic. It's a cartoon about dragons.
Yeah. The point is the dragons.
That's it.
Not the people's hair.
Right. I know. People find everything to bitch about, though.
Yeah, that's true. We bitch about a lot of things.
No. Everything. We bitch about the people bitching.
Yeah.
Mostly. Which is, someone has to. Might as well be us.
As we should. Yeah.
I'm so impressed how they did Toothless.
It looks so cool.
I will say, from the trailer I saw, I don't feel like he changes that much from the cartoon to real life. Which... they're both animated, so I guess it makes sense. But I was thinking he'd be a little more
realistic.
Yeah.
I think I've only seen, like, two clips of him, so
I am curious how it's going to look like in the actual movie. Yeah. I'm sure.
Like, during their, like, fighting scenes.
The fighting scenes. Just all of it. Like, how detailed will the scales be and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Or the teeth.
And he retracts them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Hell yeah.
I'm very excited for this. And then, is Frozen 3 this year? Or is that next year?
I want to say it's 25.
That's another one I'm very excited for.
Yeah. All those good ones. All those ones. They're making a lot of good ones now.
I was always a hater of turning cartoons to live action. But they're really good now.
Yeah. I want to see the Moana live action.
Yeah. It better be The Rock.
It is.
Are they actually making it?
They're filming right now.
I'm surprised they're doing Moana 2 then before that. Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. The Rock has hair. It looks... it looks insane. But he looks just like Maui.
It makes sense that he would, but anytime I think of The Rock with hair, it's like that, the one that's turned into a meme where he's wearing, like, he has black hair, the black turtleneck, the chain, and the fanny pack.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Seeing bald men with hair is great.
Yeah, they're like a whole different person.
Yeah. Like, Phil, my boss, he's been out for 2 weeks, and we were talking today. He's like, I really just wanted to come back with, like, a full head of hair and a beard. And I'm like, no one would let you in the building. Who would have thought you were someone catfishing as him?
That would have been so funny.
It would have been fantastic. But now I have a bald husband.
Yeah. So.
And it is hard to remember, like, when he had hair. Like, I was looking at old photos of us, and I was like, you look so different. Because he had hair on his head and clean shave. And now he's...
Opposite. That's so weird.
I know.
I guess most of the time I see him with a hat, so yeah. I don't even realize that he's bald.
Yeah. That makes sense. Even at home, he wears a hat until, like, we go to bed.
Makes sense. Yeah. I mean, so does Andy.
Which Andy has so much hair.
Yeah.
Mullet man.
More than he needs.
Yeah. You two both have so thick of hair. And like, when the boys get bigger, I'm like, how much hair are they gonna have?
Well, Harvey has my dad's hairline, so he's gonna have, like, no hair. He's gonna have no hair. Waylon's hair is already pretty thick.
Yeah, I could see that. Him and his rat tail.
He needs a haircut real bad. My kids are looking a little homeless.
Okay, they don't look homeless.
They're getting there.
Waylon always needs a haircut, I feel like. Yeah. Like, it grows so fast.
It does grow really fast. Harvey's kind of hits like a stop. Mm-hmm. Whereas Waylon's just keeps going.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's me. I feel like my hair is hit, like, the stop point, and that's why I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna chop it off. Next episode, I will have completely different hair.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna chop it, give myself bangs, which, let's talk about this quick. Completely off topic. I was telling Mike this, because I had sent you and Allie that filter of the bangs.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think this looks kind of cute. I'm going to give myself bangs. I'm going to dye my hair. And I came home with a box of hair dye. And Mike's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm going to dye my hair black again. And he goes, oh, okay. That makes sense. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to give myself bangs. And he went,
oh?
I was like, yeah, why? He goes, that's interesting. Choice.
Who is he to judge?
I was like, okay, you have no hair. You have no room to talk.
Come at me, bro.
He was like, are you going through a midlife crisis? Or, sorry, quarter life, since you just turned 25? And I was like,
maybe.
It's like, a little bit, probably.
I mean, doesn't everyone?
It's like, I've just turned 25. I have a new last name. I need a new identity.
There you go.
He's coming around. He's like, are you going to do it yourself? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, so when it comes out really bad, can I make fun of you? Or is that too sensitive of a topic? He gets one joke. If it's bad. Which it won't be. I got this.
Yeah.
I cut my own hair all the time.
Turns out
mediocre.
Good enough for government work.
At least I won't turn my hair pink.
Kate. Hate that. In my defense, the bottle said Merlot. Not hot pink.
You did put it on blonde, though.
Yeah. It's fine now.
Yeah, it looks good going back to dark brown. It does.
It was needed anyways. Blonde was growing out, taking too much effort.
I did like the money pieces. They were great. I've thought about doing them, or like when I dye my hair, like leaving some of the bangs brown and then going black, but I don't need to look like an idiot, so I'm not gonna try it.
You can always dye over them.
I just hate dyeing my hair anyways. It gives me anxiety. I don't know why, but that's then why
don't do it.
Huh?
Then don't do it?
No, I need a change, and I'm not gonna go pay like $300 to have it done in the salon.
Yeah, true.
I'll just make Mike do it for me. He did it, like, the past two times I've dyed my hair. When I went really bad red. And then when I went black to cover up the really bad red.
It always helps to just go darker.
Right. And, like, I have dark hair, so it's black for me.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like black. My mom told me I look like Morticia Adams. And I'm like, I'll take that as a compliment.
As you should.
I love Morticia Adams.
Yeah.
That's another show that I was allowed to watch as a kid, was The Addams Family. Loved it.
It makes no sense to me.
My dad really loved old shows.
Okay.
So, like, MASH, Cosby Show, that aged really bad.
yeah, it did. I loved that show, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good. That
was, like, my favorite.
So good.
I binged that show so much. The Andy Griffith Show. Watched mm-hmm. that so much. That's how I learned how to whistle. I was trying to whistle the theme song. Have you ever heard of a show called The Beverly Hillbillies?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people don't know what that is. I could still sing the theme song from memory. We watched it so much as a kid.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And then a lot of westerns.
Yeah.
If there was a western, I think I've seen it. Anything John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, we watched it all the time.
I mean, they're good actors.
I mean, Mike had never seen a Western before. I don't think he's ever seen a John Wayne movie. And I'm like, isn't that, like, common for people to watch?
I thought so.
Especially True Grit. Like, they remade that. It was so popular.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the movie that... Oh, it was the very first, Top Gun movie.
Never seen Top Gun.
Andy's never seen the first one, but he watched the second one.
Is that the one that just came out?
Or the second one came out not that long ago.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, he's never seen the first one and went straight to, like, the remake. I'm like, no, you have to go back and watch the real one. It kills me.
I can't watch the second one first. Like, I have to start at one. It drives me insane.
Yeah, you gotta see the real one before you see the new one.
Like, when we went to Deadpool Wolverine, I didn't have any context clues of the rest of the universe because I haven't seen that much. So, like, everyone's sitting there giggling. And I'm like, I don't know.
I need to rewatch that.
You do. It's so good.
Yeah.
Which was funny. Cause, like, the only one that I got that Mike did not was when he was like, there's 206 bones in the human body. 207 if I'm watching Gossip Girl. And Mike's like, I don't get that. I was like, I got that one. I know that one.
Same, I'm rewatching it.
Yeah, that's our third bullet point. What are you watching, listening to? I love Gossip Girl. I want to rewatch it and make Mike watch it with me.
Andy won't watch it. And if I watch a show with him, we only have time, like, when the boys are in bed.
Yeah.
So we get through, like, maybe one episode and I'm done for. Mm-hmm. And so it just takes so long, whereas if I watch it by myself, I can watch, like, 3, 4, 5 episodes at a time.
And you have to with that show.
Yeah.
So good.
I stopped at the very end of season one on Friday and didn't watch the first episode of season two until today, and I was like, why did I wait so long? Why did I stop?
Because, you know, you'd get suckered in.
Yeah.
And you were busy Saturday because me and Allie were here.
Yeah, it was insane. I was like, why would I do that to myself?
I love that. And my favorite thing about Gossip Girl is, oh my gosh, she's like the sweet, innocent one that turns into a bad chick. And then now she's in The Pretty Reckless, like, a very popular
Taylor Momsen.
Yes. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Did you know Ed Westwick, the guy that plays Chuck Bass, mm-hmm. is a singer now?
What?
He's in a band.
What kind of band?
It's a British pop band.
Wild?
It's called... Oh my god, I was just looking at it today. It filthy something.
Interesting.
Yeah. And he's pretty good.
I could see it. So.
And he's still hot as fuck.
He is the hottest one on that show.
Yeah.
Easily.
Oh, by far.
I hate when shows are like, here's the conventionally attractive man that everyone loves. No, they're never the hottest.
Nope.
Never. Chuck Basso? Super hot.
Yeah.
So, we have those two. And then Blair also dabbled in pop music.
Did she?
Good Girls Go Bad? That's her. She was a one-hit wonder, but was it a hit?
Yeah. Totally forgot that was her.
Yeah. That's the craziest part of it.
Huh. Did you know, like, her background growing up was so different than what she plays in that show?
Like, how so?
Like, her mom was in jail when she was pregnant with her. Her aunt was on the top 15 most wanted list. Her mom got out of jail and moved her to LA so she could start acting.
Wow.
To pay the bills.
Hello.
And she also, and I think this was like, I think she was 21 in the show, and she had to also take care of her younger brother.
Yikes.
But so, like, knowing that's her background, and that's, she plays Blair perfectly.
She crushed it.
Yeah.
I will say, like, most teenage shows are bad acting.
Yeah, no. Not Gossip
Not
Girl.
Not Gossip Girl. I mean, you have Blake Lively.
Love her.
In love with her a little bit.
Yeah, same.
How can you not be?
Her and Jen Ann.
Yeah.
Just, they get me.
Phenomenal. In everything they do.
Yep.
Like, fantastic.
Yeah. I do have to say, not a fan of Vanessa in that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
She always just sticking her nose in places and
it's like, oh, we just butt in where I don't belong.
She's a stupid bitch.
Yeah. Everyone was a little bit. Everyone had their moments in that show.
Absolutely.
I need to rewatch it. I should almost just rewatch it with you. We can rehash it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I started a new show and Mike immediately shut it down. It was the Hulu special, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh my gosh. I watched the first show. It was Saturday morning. And Mike wakes up. He comes out. And he's like, no. What is this? Because they're like, yeah, like we were swinging and doing ketamine and all these things. It's so entertaining.
No. Have you watched Tell Me Lies yet?
No. I'm so behind on watching shows.
You gotta do that one.
I at least watched Woman of the Hour.
Dude.
Oh my god. Chills. The entire movie.
Yeah, and now you know why Anna Kendrick donated all the money.
Yeah. And like, me and Meg watched it on Saturday night after I left here. And like, you can tell, like, he's like, I can kind of pick up on it, but, like, my hair was standing up on my neck the entire movie. Because you're just, like, alert. You're like, I know this feeling. I hate this feeling.
Yeah. Fucking insane movie.
The parking lot scene. The fact that that teenage girl got away. That she had the mental capacity to trick him into thinking that she was on his side.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
That's the first thing Andy said, she was like, or he goes, how is she doing this right now? Like, how does she have any sense of, I'm going to save my life by doing this?
And just to have that faith that she would have a moment to get away, like at that gas station, yeah, and run. Incredible.
Yeah. And then watched him get thrown to the ground and handcuffed.
The feeling of relief she must have felt. But here's the thing. He was let go. And he killed two more, a woman and a girl, a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we charged him for, what was it, 7?
Yeah, and there was like 100 and something.
Yeah. God, and the fact that he was questioned multiple times, it's like, it makes me so bad. Afterwards, Mike was like, I get where your anger comes from sometimes now. And I was like, yeah.
All the time.
All the time. All the time.
Yeah.
So they were supposed to go on a vacation after winning the game show.
Yes.
Do you think he would have killed her there?
Probably.
Like, I mean, maybe, but, like, I don't think you get away with that. Like, on vacation in a resort. But he probably would have, because I think he was so far at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. And I can't imagine being that woman in the audience.
Seeing him and knowing exactly who it was.
And no one listening to you.
Yeah.
I would go insane. The fact that she didn't is wild.
I feel like she did a little bit.
I mean, a little bit, yeah. But, I mean, totally.
Yeah.
You'd have to put me in a padded room.
Yeah.
Or I would have rushed the stage.
I honestly am surprised she didn't, like, go up to one of the, like, producers down there.
Yeah. I mean, she was I could see being scared of what he could do. Because I probably would have been the same. Also, the security guard that was like, sit here and wait for so-and-so. That was the janitor.
Yeah.
So
bad.
The janitor was very sweet, though. And he was like, can I try to help? Is there anything I can do? He knew.
Mm-hmm.
Not about it. But like, just like, oh, yeah, this guy's a douchebag.
Yeah.
That made me so mad. I was so mad.
The whole movie just pissed me off.
The only, like, thing that I was like, that's, like, being a woman with another woman was when they were at the bar. And he was like, let's get another round of drinks. And she shot that look to the waitress. And the waitress was like, absolutely not.
Yep.
Like, that
was great.
That communication you have with a look is insane.
Yeah. Just one quick little glance. Like, and they're like, oh, yep. We're shutting out.
Nope.
We're done.
So sorry.
Yeah. Got to go. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. I loved that movie. And every part of it. That was great. What was your other one that you had on here?
How I Met Your Mother.
We're also watching that as like our bedtime. Like just turn it on.
Yeah.
I was laughing because, like, I mean, I've also been watching that for a long time because it's been on for so long. One of my coworkers, she's watching it for the first time with no spoilers.
How has she avoided the spoilers?
I don't know. I don't know. But because she's like my age, but like she never watched it on TV. It's not like on her TikTok or her Facebook or anything. And she's like, I'm so annoyed. Why are Ted and, oh my god, what's her name?
Robin?
Yeah. They just need to get together already. I was like, what season are you in? And she's like, season 2?
Oh, girl. Send her my sympathy.
I should reach out and be like, how's this going for you? Are you still keeping up with it? Because... Yeah, that's a long, wild ride.
It's a roller poster.
Yeah. Here's my opinion. I think that her and Barney should have stayed together.
Dude, same.
They were a great match.
They were enough, like, each of them were enough fucked up. To be perfect together.
I'm very mad that she ended up with Ted.
Yeah.
That's just toxic. And not even in a fun way. Not like a hot sex. Loving it. Yeah, hating it.
And it's not until they're like old.
Yeah. Like Ted should have gotten his happily ever after. And she should have stayed with Barney.
Yep. Ted of all people.
I don't like Ted.
Should have gotten his happy ever after, though.
Yeah.
Tracy should have been endgame.
Yep. I 100% agree. But if out of the five, I dislike Ted the most.
Same.
I feel like most people do. And if you don't, that's weird.
Have you watched it, though? Like,
yeah. Also, I think Marshall and Lily get too much hate.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they have their things, right? But like,
they're a little fucking like lovey dovey. I'm not lovey dovey.
You know.
But they're like super lovey dovey and they have like their weird little quirks, and some of them are I'm just like, eh.
But like,
why?
In this friendship, you're Robin and I'm Lily. Because I like that stuff. I hated it at first. Like, Mike will tell you, like, he tried to be sweet, and I'd be like, ew, why are you doing that? But now, I'm like, we are that couple with the weird little quirks and the weird little things.
Yeah.
You and Andy are, like, Robin and Barney.
I mean, in a way. Like, we have some weird, like, quirks, but, like,
I don't know. Just because, like, you're kind of like Robin in that effect where you're like, I don't want that. And Andy has so many wild stories, just like Barney.
Dude.
Like, randomly sending his mugshots in the group chat. Like, okay. Weird flex.
Good for you, bro. Send that out there.
We will have him on an episode just so that people can get a taste of Andy. Just a taste. That's all you can handle.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a lot.
Yeah. You either love him or you hate him. And sometimes I do both.
Yeah. Same. Same.
It's all right, though.
I think that's the first episode.
Yeah.
Awesome. If you're still here, thank you.
Big thank you.
Please subscribe. Even if you just turn us on as background noise, do it. We love to be here, hopefully making you laugh while drinking wine.
Yeah. If you have any topics you want us to talk about,
please tell us.
Let us know.
We love to just talk random things and to learn new things. Like, if there's something you're like, these two want to talk about, we'll talk about it.
Oh yeah, we'll do some research.
We'll watch TikToks.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll watch new shows.
Yeah, show recommendations that it will take me 3 years to watch. Sorry, but thank you for hanging out.
Yeah, cheers guys.